cool.
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I don't think you know this about me. I'm just so into astronomy and science.
I'm always looking to the skies, wondering what's out there.
Me too.
I do actually find space kind of interesting. But
well, I do too, but I don't.
I don't find the solar eclipse that interesting.
No, especially where we are right now. It'd be different if we were going to just be plunged into darkness in the middle of the day for 3.5 minutes, but...
Yeah, so today, at this point in recording this podcast, we're three and a half hours away from a solar eclipse that will hit most eastern Canada, and we kind of get just a little drive-by eclipse.
We get smooched by the eclipse.
It's like 23% here, which is lame, but you see everyone just hyping up this eclipse, especially out east. They're acting like it is the best thing that has ever happened. It's the first eclipse of all time.
Oh, the eclipse? You're not going to the eclipse, Bryce? You're not going to spend way too much money on an Airbnb so you can be in the path of totality?
It's insane. Like when Niagara Falls has to issue a state of emergency because there's going to be so much traffic and people clogging the roads.
Yeah.
When the kids are being kept out of some schools.
Well, we've heard from... several school are people with kids in schools in Ontario that listen, and they're like, oh yeah, they made today a PD day. So the kids had to stay. They weren't the school's responsibility in case they stare directly into the sun.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you heard this much about an eclipse? Every now and again, you just be like, oh, there's an eclipse today. And people would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, neat. Now it's this whole thing where you're right. People are taking days off. They're booking hotel rooms. There's a flight from Austin, Texas to Detroit along the path of totality. So much, and it sold out so fast they had to add a second flight, apparently.
So they're just going to fly along at the speed of the eclipse so it stays dark for, like, it's not fully dark out, right?
I don't think so.
Like, I think you just... obviously, the moon's passing in front of the sun, or is it the other way around?
I think it's the moon in front of the sun.
The moon in front of the sun, but the sun, I don't know if you're aware of this, it casts a lot of light, even when... Think about a cloudy day. It's still light out.
And it only lasts a few minutes, too.
Yeah.
And then it starts to disappear again.
And I'm sure there are people out there who, you know, space is their thing. Whether they work in... science and, you know, astronomy. And they were probably passionate about this, but the people I hear about who are flocking out there, it's like, I never knew that about you. Like, you've never mentioned space. You've never mentioned an eclipse in all the years I've known you.
Like, you need those special glasses or lenses to look through. And even then, it's just like, I don't think you realize how small the sun is in the sky when you actually, have you ever seen that where they put a lens over it?
I'm going to go out there and stare at it at noon. And I'll measure. I'm going to hold up a ruler and measure how big the sun is.
That's still, I think, the funniest thing of all time. Not to get all political.
Oh, the Donald Trump thing.
Donald Trump. When it was 2017, there was an eclipse. And they couldn't have been clear. Like, don't stare directly at it. It's bad for your eye. Don't do it. And that guy just stared right down the barrel of that eclipse.
Yeah.
No sunglasses. He just
went full wrong. Chuck Norris on that eclipse.
It's nuts. Yeah. And to have, like, if you damage your eyes, and some people do, like, it does burn, and you do see spots for potentially for the rest of your life. What a lame way to have injured your eyes.
Yeah. Wow. How'd you get your eye injury? Well, I got hit in the face with a puck. Yeah. How about you? I stared at an eclipse I was warned not to stare at.
I got my glasses out of a box of cereal.
Yeah.
Stared at an eclipse.
Could you just put two beer bottles on your eyes and like almost like binoculars and stare through the bottom of brown beer bottles?
I think that would work.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I remember last time it was like, don't stare at the eclipse. Instead, turn your back to it and then
hold
pretend
your
you're
phone
taking
up.
A selfie and look at it through like the reverse camera.
Yeah.
In your phone. And that was, I remember I did that in the parking lot here, and I never felt like a bigger loser in my life.
Did it work?
It did not.
That's why you hate Eclipse.
It's because the camera wasn't good enough. You couldn't tell there was a moon in front of the sun.
I might even actually sleep through the eclipse today, because that's prime nap time for me.
It is. Either a nap or a sandwich will be going down at that time.
Yeah.
Then I'll be, oh, shoot, I missed it.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
I did it. I pulled the trigger.
Oh?
I finally got my oil changed.
Good for you.
Swung by one of those 27 convenient locations of Lube City.
Did you have to look one up, or did you know where there was one?
Oh, I knew where it was.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, I knew where it was. And you better believe I went in there. No wait. Rolled right in there.
Yeah.
And they took care of my car.
Wow. So you got shiny, new, fresh oil.
Oh, it's never, my car's never gone smoother in its life.
Can you tell the difference?
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Because they put an extra ingredient in there. Love. And unlike sand, it won't ruin your engine.
Wow. Okay. That's profound.
Fun fact.
Where'd you find this location? Well, you knew where it was, but...
Because I've toured all 27.
Yeah.
Same way people travel to all the ballparks and all the hockey rinks.
Yeah, so, but you did that over the course of several years. It's like you can't just do that in one summer.
I just picked my favorite and went there.
Yeah, so, hey, there are 27 locations here in Alberta alone. You can find them all at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
On a day where a solar eclipse is dominating the headlines and everyone's attention, I can't believe how we managed to pull focus by talking about Lunchables.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Ooh, I wonder, did everyone drink one of those 4-liter milk jugs of vodka? What happened here this morning? Huh? What happened? It just went off the rails bad.
I know that, on full moons, people act a little squirrely, and I think maybe on eclipse day, people are... They're out their minds.
I would say downright mean. We
big old bickering fight going on over Lunchables.
Kraft Lunchables, the thing that's supposed to bring you joy. Bryce had a story at 7 o'clock that Kraft is bringing back the Lunchable, and the texts that came, your level of anger didn't match. Like, the one text that I caught right away was... Lunchables have always been around, you idiots. What?
Oh, I love it. I love, you know what? Anyway, I love the passion.
No, I wasn't going to address these people anymore. And look, I've just done it again. I've scratched their itch.
Well, we figured out what the issue is.
Well, I know. Just hang on a second here. Hello?
Hi. I'm just calling to back you guys up.
Oh, okay. About Lunchables?
Particularly against the guy that called you an idiot. First of all, people's audacity are at all-time high.
Well, I don't know how people go to 10 so fast now.
Yeah, but, like, well, that's just totally uncalled for, right? Like, you should just block them. But, like, I'm not a sensitive guy, but I'll defend you guys because I listen to you every morning. You're like, without, it's like, if I don't have my coffee and you guys, I just don't go to work.
Well, thank you for having our backs. I appreciate that.
But I'm calling because, yes, Lunchables have been gone. There's been the other thing that has been here in its place is called Lunchmates. It's people calling you an idiot are illiterate, right? They're called Lunchmates, and they're by a different brand.
Yeah, same, Schneider's, right?
Same crappy food, same concept.
Yeah.
But I loved Lunchables as a kid, but yes, they have been gone, and the new ones, or the replacements, were Lunchmates.
Right on. Hey, what's your first name?
Brandon.
Brandon, thank you for your support, pal. I hope you have a great day.
No problem. You too.
So anyway.
That's
where we're at this morning.
There it is. Lunchmates have been here the whole time, but Lunchables are returning for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah. Huh.
Weird amount of people saying that, I just had one of those last week.
Are you a grown-up eating a Lunchable? Because this is going to sound like nothing but pure judgment, but you know you can do better on your own, right? You know you can make yourself a better Lunchable for less money. Just get yourself a little Tupperware Rubbermaid container. Make your own.
That's one of those things where you think you're taking a stroll down memory lane and the regret probably kicks in after, what, 2 bites?
I spent $6 on what?
Oh, man, this is my lunch?
Well, I can't believe, though, first of all, that you know, Lunchables were discontinued in the first place, because it's a money-making machine. You give people very little food and you charge them an arm and a leg for it, and people will buy them. It's like pubs. Do you ever go to a pub or a restaurant that doesn't have nachos? And you're like, why wouldn't you have nachos? The markup on those things is huge, and people will pay big bucks for them.
Yeah, it costs you $3 to make it, and you charge $45 for the nachos.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Over the weekend, people got absolutely wasted on either the 4-liter milk jug of vodka that everybody was posting that over the weekend.
$50
Like $50 for, it looks like a milk or a washer fluid jug full of vodka.
You roll up to a house party with that thing, and boy, oh boy, the hangover is going to happen in real life.
Oh.
You're going to wake up with a tattoo on your face, missing teeth.
So either you were hammered on discount vodka, or you got really, really drunk on nostalgia when word came out that Lunchables are coming back. Yes, we know Lunchmates from Schneider's never went away, but the OG Lunchable, Kraft Lunchables, apparently they're going to... I can't believe they stopped making that. That just seemed like a license to print money to me.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder what happened there, but they came to their senses, and now we'll have competing Lunchables on store shelves, which really only us, the consumer, will win.
Oh, that's right. Nobody loses here.
No.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
And I'm Garner, that's Bryce. It's Monday. We're all back shoveling coal into the engines of commerce so we can buy Kraft Lunchables.
Mm.
That's right.
The pizza one specifically.
That your favorite?
That was my go-to.
Did you get those in your lunch when you were a kid?
From time to time. You'd get it like 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And when you did, it's like when you had leftover pizza for
lunch at school. Oh, yeah. You'd think about it all morning.
You felt like you ran the school.
Would your Kraft, like on those days when you got a Kraft Lunchable in your lunch bag, would it see the other side of first recess?
It would.
It would?
I knew how to pace myself.
Yeah.
You know, and then I just assume that every other student is sitting there with their lame loser sandwiches and
going, ah, man, I wish I was Bryce Kelly.
See me cracking that open and perfectly preparing the perfect Lunchable pizza. And they're just sitting there furious.
What is like the non-pizza Lunchable, though? What it was cheese, crackers and sausage, right?
Yeah.
Was there anything else in there?
Not that I remember.
Yeah. People were fighting with us this morning because the whole reason we're talking about this is because Kraft announced over the weekend that they were bringing the Lunchables back. And everybody's like, they never went away. Idiots. They actually called us idiots.
Mm-hmm.
But
you sure did.
Your rage toward us did not match the perceived infraction. Yes, Lunchables were discontinued. You're thinking of Lunchmates. It's country cousin. From Schneider's.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
No.
I mean, it's essentially the same thing, but no, Lunchables is the one that's fully coming back.
Yeah. So anyway, we've... somebody texted, listen to this, hang on. On the Lunchable / Lunchmate thing, I'm 6'7", 280 pounds.
Big boy.
I work in the oil patch. My lunch has fully consisted of 6 Lunchables a day.
Ooh.
What does that cost? That's a lot of lunch. 6 Lunchables a day. It's honestly the best gas station meal option at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when you leave, and nothing's open when you get back at 10 p.m. in small towns. They even make fancy Lunchmates with these stinky cheeses / fancy crackers and meats. Mike.
Beautiful.
Nothing I want more than stinky cheese in my Lunchable. Gross.
Plowing through a few of those a day, that's when you got to do some looking in the mirror.
What is 6 Lunchables? What are they? Okay, hang on a second. I looked them up. Walmart sells the Lunchmate for $4, but that's if you buy it at Walmart. If you're buying a Lunchable in the gas station,
probably double it.
At least.
Someone said, I used to work oil fields. The camps usually have them for free, so no cost. Ooh, that's when you know you're living the sweet life. Free Lunchables?
All you can eat Lunchables. Mountains of Lunchables, as far as the eye could see. The mini hot dog Lunchable were popular. There was a mini hot dog Lunchable.
Ooh, I've never had that. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, me too.
Huh. Apparently the Lunch Mates came with little chocolate bars. A lot of people saying there are Kit Kat bars in there or something.
Oh.
That's pretty sweet.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I got this text. It said, my mom wouldn't allow me to eat Lunchables when I was a kid because, according to her, and I quote, you're getting a little thick around the waist, Cassandra. Oh, boy. You know what, though? Somebody else messaged earlier. I can't find it now, but it was along the lines of, you know, their mom made homemade healthy Lunchables. And it was like a carrot stick, celery sticks, and then sliced lean grilled chicken breast. Sounds good. And I think they said something like, absolutely 0% of my classmates were jealous of my homemade healthy Lunchables. How about you? How was your school lunch when you were a kid? Were you the star of the lunch show? Or were you somebody who would crack open a healthy homemade Lunchable?
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Did you bring a lunch to work? No, you never do, do you?
No, I didn't. I would bring a Lunchable, but I'm worried that the second you crack that thing open, the smell would fill the building.
I don't even remember what they smell like.
I seem to think they're pretty pungent.
Like just the normal Kraft Lunchable or the pizza
one? Yeah.
There's a mini hot dog one. I didn't know about that.
I've never had that.
Somebody said, where'd it go? My son still eats the hot dog ones, loves them. They come with a little side of hickory sticks, a.k.a. Ooh. French fries. God, I love me the hickory sticks.
Love hickory them. Sticks. That's a taste that stays in your mouth for the whole day.
It sure does, yeah, but it's a good taste.
You're burping that up all day.
Mm-hmm. That and Costco hot dogs. I do remember, like, thinking back to, you were saying a few minutes ago, maybe a few times a year you might get a Lunchable in your school lunch.
Man.
Your mom would pack you one.
Yeah, you'd get the Lunchable or the leftover pizza, and you just felt the king of the playground.
Well, somebody said once a week I had leftover steak for lunch, king of the lunchroom. I hope you tucked a napkin into your t-shirt collar before you ate that.
Light a candle.
Made a whole production of it. I was thinking back to when I was a kid, the one thing, every now and again, not very often, I would get a pudding cup in my...
Oh, nice.
And that's all I would think about all morning. And that thing rarely saw, like it rarely made it to lunchtime.
And rarely did you use a spoon.
Oh, no, you just squeeze it out of that little container into your mouth.
Oh, that's...
And maybe, just maybe if the planets aligned, I would get a... Do you remember what a ding-dong was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get a ding dong, maybe a Twinkie, but that was maybe once or twice a year. Like, that was a top shelf lunch item.
I got a wagon wheel.
Oh.
I was pretty happy.
Yeah. Leah said, I remember the first time I had a Lunchable, my dad took my sister and I on a road trip in the States. We didn't have Lunchables in Canada yet. It was late in the day. We'd been driving for hours. My dad let us get a Lunchable for a quick nosh in the car. And I'll never forget how disappointed I was. Oh, I thought this was going a different direction.
Oh.
I legit thought those were going to be the most magical cheese and turkey crackers ever. Not so much. Leah.
Huh. It probably is one of those things. They probably taste better in my memory. If I had a pizza Lunchable right now, would it be amazing?
No, because and this isn't a shot at you, but because you're a grown man with a grown man appetite, you would probably need 5 of them.
Yeah,
to feel satisfied.
True.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
What do you got in that lunch bag? Give it to me. We were talking about when you were a kid going to school. What was the one thing in your lunch bag that you would think about it all morning? It's like, oh my God, I can't wait till lunch. My beautiful, beautiful bride, who I have been with for decades. And I did not know this about her. She said, my thing I couldn't stop thinking about was if my mom put a peanut butter and brown sugar sandwich in my lunch. Was that? I mean, it sounds delicious to me. I would totally eat that, but I'm shocked that my beautiful bride would eat that. I'm surprised. Is that a regular thing? She's from Saskatchewan, too. Maybe it's a Saskatchewan thing that I just never... Maybe I wasn't invited to that meeting. A lot of people chiming in on the pizza thing. That was always, I think that was Bryce Kelly's best day when he knew he had a couple of slices of leftover cold pizza in his lunch bag. Go ahead. Hi.
Talk about pizza for a quick sec.
Yeah. Leftover pizza in your school lunch bag.
It's always a good time, but I'm going to disagree with you on something. I do not think that cold pizza is superior to hot pizza, nor do I think that hot pizza is superior to cold pizza. Instead, I think that the full pizza experience is an overnight experience, and I think you need to have the same pizza, both hot and cold, to get the full flavor experience.
Yeah, if you go out to a restaurant, you want that pizza hot, but then you take home those leftover slices, hopefully, because I ate my entire pizza when I was out Saturday night. Now I just feel like I hate myself now. But the when you do take a couple of slices home, yes, you want those ones cold. But the day of, it needs to be hot.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I think that like if you're like, say someone brought you cold pizza, like, it's an amazing gift and they're a good person for doing that. But I do not think that that pizza would be superior to the fresh product, nor do I think it's inferior. I think it's just, it's half of the whole puzzle, if that makes sense.
Okay, regular crust or thin crust? Where do you stand?
Oh, regular crust. I don't hate on the people that are thin crust, but I myself, I enjoy pizza as a matter of like volume in addition to flavor and consistency. Like I like to feel full after I eat it, and thin crust doesn't quite do it.
Yeah, I just love carbs too much.
And that's fair.
Yeah, it's like you will never, ever hear me say there's too much crust on this pizza. I will also never say this sandwich has too much bread. that will just never occur. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We're talking about school lunch from back in the day. What would excite you all morning? What would you be thinking about it all morning long, knowing it was in your lunch bag and waiting for you? I think it was So Delicious candies. That keeps coming in. Did that many people get So Delicious candies in their lunch bag? I really appreciate it when people call their childhood bully out by name when they text the show. I don't know if this person was a bully, but, well, you decide for yourself. I remember in elementary school, the lunchroom supervisors would put our lunches out on the tables, and then we would arrive to the lunchroom, and you would have to find your lunch kit and then eat and then sit down and eat. I remember one time my mom got me a little Chef Boyardee cup, and Jesse Lapine sat at my lunch kit and ate my Chef Boyardee. The lunch ladies tried to give me a Mr. Noodles cup to make up for it. It did not. Yeah, there's something about that chef, Chef Boyardee. I'm still a big fan of his work. And nice work calling out the person who took your lunch. This is from Alex. I almost got suspended from school for the lunch my mom packed me. Old school European lunch, a chunk of cheese and salami, a ripe tomato, and a big hunk of bread. And of course, a sharp knife to cut everything up. The teacher almost tackled me when I pulled that knife out. Oh, I can only imagine. I was like, what? It's to cut my salami and cheese. Didn't get suspended, but had to have everything pre-cut from that point forward and no knife allowed. Alex, wow. Okay, this is a weird one. I've heard about this before, but I've never witnessed it. When I was in elementary school in the 80s, the undeniable winner in the lunchbox was a box of Jell-O powder. Everyone would crowd around, lick their finger, and dip it in. Fun times, David. Your mom would send you a box of Jell-O powder, and that's how you'd eat it?
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm, mystery candy.